With your work, Infinity, how far back did you go, Jay, to look at ancient texts, for example, and what they might say about us today?
Well, actually, I went back as far as I could go. And where that is, as far as I can tell, is to a very rare group of texts called the Puranas. The Puranas are from ancient India, and they predate the Vedic texts. They're from an oral tradition that was handed down for thousands and thousands of years and finally written down in Sanskrit a few thousand years ago. And we have them today. They've been largely dismissed by Vedic scholars because the story that the Puranas tell is so unbelievably fantastic that no one in their right mind could possibly believe them. Well, I may not be in my right mind, so I started wondering if what they were saying isn't true. What the Puranas tell is an absolutely amazing story. First off, they say that we have been here on Earth for a long time, maybe a million years or so. They also tell us a story of ages, that there's four ages, and we start out in a golden age, and then things deteriorate. We go to a silver age and a bronze age, and finally into the Kali Yuga, or the Iron Age, which is apparently where we are right now. They also give a date for the end of the Iron Age, and that, which is peculiar. And the so there's a 60,000-year cycle between the beginning of their Golden Age. And remember, these are older than the Vedic texts. But they say that the Iron Age, this age we're in, ends in the year 2442. Well, what's interesting about that date is it's exactly 666 years after 1776. And the Puranas reveal a hyperdimensional number system of which the number 666 and 555 and 444, all these numbers are part of this system, which is apparently a way to correspond time and space. So, for instance, the zodiacal year is 2,160 years, and the diameter of the moon is 2,160 miles. And they did use a mile as their measuring back then. So anyway, what's interesting about this is that the Puranas say that at the end of the Iron Age, gigantic coronal mass ejections flare out from the sun, and they cook the earth. They boil the oceans. They light the forests on fire, and everything disappears. And then it comes back after a period of quietude. The earth comes slowly back, throws the dice on new genetic forms, and this is probably, if you believe this, this is probably why biologists like Stephen Jay Gould had to resort to punctuated evolution to explain why there was no intermediate species. So what they say, though, which is really interesting, one complete four ages, according to the Puranas, is called a kalpa. And they say, and each kalpa is 60,000 years times two, or 120,000 years, they say that about two kalpas ago, a group of people on Earth decided that they didn't want to fry in the coming coronal mass ejections, which always occur. And so they, and this is what they say in the Puranas, they built giant arcs. And they went to a planet called Mahar, which is nearby the Earth. And they went underground on Mahar and waited out these coronal mass ejections. And when the Earth began to recover, they took these gigantic arcs and they came back to the Earth. And they say that these people, while they were on Mars, became transformed. All Earth peoples up until this point had a lot of pigment in their skin, and they had black hair and dark eyes, just like most people on Earth do. But when they went to Mahar, or as I believe it is, Mars, they lost the pigment, because Mars is so far away from the sun. They lost the pigment in their skin. They lost their eye color. Their hair color changed. And they got very tall because of the lack of gravity on Mars. And they came back to Earth with all of the technology from the previous Kulpa all intact. And they came back to Earth 120,000 or maybe 240,000 years ago, and they discovered that some of the Earth people had managed to survive the catastrophe by probably going into caves.
Did that surprise them?
It did, and they were shocked, actually. But they were hunter-gatherers, and they pretty much left the Earth people alone and lived somewhere here on Earth, probably underground, because they couldn't take the intense sunlight anymore. And these people were known by the Earth peoples as the Aryans. What's interesting about that word is that it's directly related to Mars, because the Greek and the Vedic word for Mars is Aries. So Aryan would be the people of Aries, or the people from Mars. And these are the custodial race that Sitchin talks about, that a lot of other, William Bramley and a lot of other people talk about, the fact that there was a race living concurrently with the hunter-gatherers, which they would see their ships flying around and things. But what happened is, about 6,000 years ago, at the beginning of the Iron Age, at exactly the same time that the Mayan calendar starts its long count, they emerged out of their hiding, and they emerged fully formed, their society fully formed, in Mesopotamia, in Iraq, and they began a society. And this society had a fully developed alphabet, had fully developed languages, fully developed cultures with apparently no precedent. Like, there was no evolution towards this, and that's because they always had it. And their first leader was Sargon the Great, who created civilization. And he swept across the entire Middle East. His son Menes became the uniter of Lower and Upper Egypt. His other son went to India and began the great Aryan tradition that was in India. And these are the demigods. And I want to say this again. There's three central myths that the Earth, everybody on Earth, all the people on Earth seem to have. One is that we once lived in a beautiful garden from which we were told to get out. Two, there was a gigantic catastrophe, a flood. Everyone on Earth seems to remember this. And the third one, which I think is the most interesting, is that there is a race of, and I'll use quotes, gods, unquote, who had sex with Earth women and created demigods. There's even a movie out, Percy Jackson, I forget the name of the whole movie, but it's an interesting film about a kid around today who's actually the son of the coupling of a so-called god and an Earth woman.
Would these be the Nephilim?
They are the Nephilim. They're the Anunnaki. They're the Archons. They're the Aryans. And they're not aliens. That's why they can have sex with Earth women.